Arizona homeowners. Broadcast alert. It's now time to tune in to Rosie on the House. We're a call-in live talk show. We're all here. The entire staff is here waiting for your call and your question. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to take any question you have. We're not going to be high-centered on any one specific topic, but I want y'all to stay tuned because in the 10 o'clock hour, we are going to drill down deep on the topic of your foundation. We've got Bob Brown of Arizona Foundation Solutions coming in at 10 o'clock to talk about the geologic hazards in, out, and about, and around your house that could impact the soundness of your foundation. If you've got cracks you are wondering about, or if you've got windows or doors that don't open or close or slide or shut, 10 o'clock hour is for you. But the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to talk in the next hour, anything you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, it's a toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. I'm going to give that to you in an easy to way to remember it. It's 1-888-MY-NAME, Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, so 888-ROSIE, 888-ROSIE, the number 4 and the letter U. 1-888-ROSIE for you. You can almost memorize that well enough you can dial it while driving.
Or better yet, have it on speed dial.
Or speed dial.
Have it on speed dial.
Or have Siri give you a little hand there.
Or have Siri give you a hand, yes.
She's awake. She does a great job.
She's awake. Now, when you place that call, wherever you are in Arizona, my daughter, Julia, picks up the phone and answers it, finds out your name, your question, where you're calling from. Our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike, makes sure that your voice, your question, and all this information gets beamed up to the satellite, down to the radio broadcast tower, and then Pete takes control of it and makes sure it reaches right back into your house. So when you're in Turkey Creek, Arizona, and you want to talk to Rosie or Romy about your drywall, your voice is going to travel approximately 15 miles up above the planet and back. That's kind of cool to think about it. 50 or 60 or 75 miles. I don't know, but it's high. But that's cool to think about.
I have no idea how high that satellite is.
Yeah, it's high.
I would have guessed higher than 15 miles.
Yeah, though. I think it is. I think you're right.
I don't know how many miles you have to get above to get into orbit.
Hey, at 8 o'clock hour, starting a garden show.
I'll tell you, I bet you an engineer listening's calling right now trying to get in to tell us.
Is that satellite? And what speed is it moving at? We gave a shout out at 8 o'clock
that
hour to Miss Ivy up in Cave Creek. I want to give a shout out this hour to Habitat of Tucson. Actually, I want to give a shout out to the Tucson Housing Foundation, which recently granted Tucson Habitat $100,000 to spruce up old homes. And they actually took care of, this is out of the Arizona Daily Star newspaper, they actually took care of a home on A Mountain for Miss Anna Mae Cox, whose home was seriously suffering from leaky roofs. And they were that's just one of the projects they were getting. And that's a focus that Habitat has kind of expanded into. They're doing a lot more remodeling now. It's something that they started looking into and delving into about 6-7 years ago. But they're doing more and more and more of it. I just think it's fabulous.
And there is a process to it. We received an email this week from somebody that said, I have a leaky roof, but I can't afford it. How do I get Habitat out here? Well, I mean, they're not a pick up the phone and get your leaky roof fixed for charity organization. There is a qualification process you have to go through. There's volunteer hours you have to put in.
A lot of giving back.
It really is. So it's not and $100,000 will go a long way with a Habitat for Humanity.
That'll help a few roofs, I think, particularly because they're generally buying material. And like you say, Romy, the great majority of the labor is donated. So interesting to see. Tucson Habitat does a great job. Terry D down there running the store. And any of the Habitat locations in Phoenix or Prescott, we're big supporters of Habitat. People always, we do get several inquiries during the week and especially around the holidays. Rosie, you helped us with this situation. Your team helped us with that situation. We're so grateful for this or for that. And they always want to know, how can they thank us? You know, one way you can thank us is just take a portion of the money or the grief or the anxiety that we've saved you or spared you. Write that amount out in a check to Habitat for Humanity. And in the memo section of the check, just write in there, Rosie on the House. And then it all accrues to a house that we try and build every couple years. So we're going to be trying to tackle another Habitat for Humanity home here in the next year or so. So that's one way you, the community, can pitch in and help us as well.
In the meantime, you can stop by one of their restores and find all kinds of things to get you energized on projects around your house and save you tons of money.
Romy, what are there, 7 now in the state?
Oh, like 14.
Is there 14? Okay, 14 of these stores. You never know what you're going to find. It's a great shopping experience. So Habitat for Humanity, you want to say thanks to the Romeros or Rosie on the House team? Consider supporting your local Habitat chapter. Okay, we've got lines open. People always say they only get busy signals. The number is 1-888-767-4348. You do not call the station you're hearing us on. We're currently broadcasting on 6 different stations across the state of Arizona, trying to cover every single corner of this beautiful state with answers and about your question concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin. Let's go.
As we are bringing in our first call, Josh in Phoenix, I do have one more little PSA announcement here.
What do you got?
You know, the first hour of the broadcast is always landscape and gardening.
Yes.
Jay walked out and sent me a text and said, you know what? We forgot to mention the auction today. If you wanted to do roses in the desert,
yep,
today is your day. If you get to the Mesa Community College at 1:30, they are having their annual rose auction. And if you're not familiar with Mesa Community College or don't know about their reputation, they are known for their rose garden. There's something ridiculous, like 2,200 roses, if I remember correctly. They even have a website dedicated to the rose gardens there at Mesa Community College. So 1:30 today is the auction. With that, Josh, how may we help you?
Yeah, hi. How you guys doing?
Great. Super fantastic.
Good. I've got a Goodman AC unit on my house, and it's probably about 12 years old. And just recently, the fan stopped turning on when it should. So my compressor turns on when it hits the right temperature, but the fan won't kick on when it's in auto. But if I turn it to manual on, then I can get the fan working, and it seems to work fine. So it doesn't seem like there's actually a problem with the fan. It's what I've been told is maybe there's like a relay switch or something that could possibly be causing that problem.
I would guess that's the case, yep.
So my question is that something that I can do myself to repair?
What part of the valley are you in?
I'm in North Phoenix, just north of the 101 off of Cave Creek.
Okay, well listen, it would be a little bit of a drive for you. But I do know of an air conditioning company over on the Chandler-Gilbert border, Hendel's Air Conditioning, and they actually will coach you through do-it-yourself repairs and get the parts for you.
Okay.
That would probably be the best opportunity for trying. Now, this isn't a gas unit, is it?
No, it's a heat pump.
Heat pump, okay, all right. That would probably be my best recommendation for you.
Okay, Kendall.
Hendel's.
Hendel.
Hendel's, H-E-N-D-E-L-S. That's on Arizona Avenue.
Which is also 87, the Beeline Highway.
Yeah.
So
south of the 60.
Can't miss it.
I think south of the 60. Now that they put the 60 in the...
I don't think so.
You think it's north of the 60?
Where's Elliot?
No, it's south of 60.
Elliot.
It's south
is
of
it?
60.
All right. Okay. All right. Mike. And surprise, welcome to the program.
Hello. Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Very well.
I got a question about granite countertops. I recently purchased a house, and it has, I don't know what grade they are, granite, but they're a little rough. I was wondering, can you sand them, or is there a way you can smooth them out? They feel like almost like spotted, like water spots, or they're just a little rough to the touch.
Yeah. You know, our granite marble specialist in Arizona is Casey. Over at Aztec Tile and Marble. Give the team over at Aztec a phone call and have them talk you through all the steps it's going to take to really buff that smooth.
602 244 9091, and chances are that's just a result of the grade of granite that was originally put in. You hear us talking about the A, B, C, D of grade of granite, and it sounds like that one was probably like a D grade, which is off the top. The higher the grade, the deeper in the earth it went.
Squished together harder.
And the better they seal up. So you may just be, a throw. Like you would put an area rug down. He may be a candidate for a full
big
countertops. Yeah.
But for sealing it, for cleaning it, and for talking through what may or may not be able to be done about the roughness, it's Aztec. Give him that number one more time, buddy.
602-244-9091. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we continue through the calls, it is open. The open hour, open call hour. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hello, Jim.
Hello.
Yes.
Thinking of a remodeling project for my front room. Got the front door that opens up kind of into a great room. One side's the dining room, and the other side's kind of an Arizona room or something like that. I'd like the wall off that Arizona room. I've got a vaulted ceiling. And one of my things I'm thinking of is putting a sliding door that goes, inside the wall.
Okay.
And also leaving it fairly, open with an 8-foot wall across, and then just leave the rest of the portion up to that vault open area for airflow. Who can I contact to check into that? And with that type of door I want, is that readily available, or is that kind of something special? Or
no, that'll be readily available. What community do you live in?
You know, I just put him on hold because Mike was just about to hit a commercial break on us. Hang tight. We'll follow up right after this.